all these things the Rebbe says about Bira B'Tachtayim, Atim Simgilui, all these things have it. And it's all being taught as Haskalah, yeah? It's Haskalah. So you read it.
Something like theoretical.
It's theory, right? So I'm saying that you could have done that with Chassidus till today. It may have been wrong, but you could have done that. With the Rebbe, you cannot do that. If you're doing it that way, it's wrong. It doesn't work properly. You don't understand what you're saying properly. That's what it is. So I have the Rebbe's words. The Rebbe said, you see it in abstract, say you don't know what. The answer side, it's something here, the answer side of the Rebbe. It's a difficult sikha. The answer side of the Rebbe told him, if you don't see what you're saying, you cannot translate in reality what you're saying, admit you don't know what you're talking about. It was some concept in Chassidus. Very new.
That's this Memal, that's like in a...
It was a Mem Zion. It's
a
Mem Zion.
There's a Maimar in Memal to explain that if you could put into words the point, means you understand it. If you're not, if you're answering question in a test, you can't put it into words. You're just copying the idea from other place, like you learned it from Maimar, just putting the same words over Maimar. You don't grasp it, you don't understand it.
No, we're not talking about that.
Implementing the Chassidus in life.
You're not implementing. This isn't good with the Rebbe. No. There's always two worlds, understanding and implementation. Two worlds, implementing.
Okay.
We haven't here with this little point. That we, with the Rebbe's, all the things the Rebbe, the Mesogma that Rebbe introduced, he can't do that. And that's, what the Rebbe actually did was, this is what I'm trying to bring out the whole thing. The Rebbe broke that. How do you break it? We can do that. The Rebbe broke that. So as long as you don't identify, the Rebbe broke that. And you're still taking it as two different worlds, you just, in the Rebbe's words, you don't know what you're talking about. So this is what I'm wrote. And here I have this whole hezmer behind it. And I want to bring it out. I've been writing about this for a very long time already. So I put it here in words, to come to realize what I'm trying to get to. The other thesis, then the other purpose. I can learn a minor about Oyl Matzilis. Let's say I'm a minor about Oyl Matzilis. So let's say, Kedem Matzilis, Oyl Matzilis, let's say I'm not implementing. So it means I didn't understand the minor?
When you study about Atzilus, you are in a place where is your mind. It means that you connected to this, maybe on Makif level.
So what? Doesn't make a difference. But the fact I'm doing about the Tzilus, I can bring it down into action. I may not bring it down to action. If I'm doing what I'm meant to do, I will bring it down to action. If I'm not doing what I'm meant to do, I won't bring it down to action. But if I don't bring it down to action, it doesn't mean I didn't understand what I learned. Because the Tzilus is there, and I'm here. The thing is, with every thing, if you don't bring it into action, it is clearly you do not understand what you're saying. And this is what I'm trying to bring out over here. It's not because the Rebbe is talking about me and you, and not about your nephews or the kids. The Rebbe is talking about me, you, as we're here. And the Rebbe is telling... Okay, so this will bring out. Okay. So the Rebbe, he can't... If you don't see that this is real life, then you're just learning it as, like you learn about the Tzilus, abstract concept, Bnei Yisrael, Mushrish and Atmos, or anything, or Tzilus B'Tachtayim, you learn it as something, and you don't realize that this is a reality which I can actually do now, then you really don't know what it is. Then, in the Rebbe's words, you don't know what you're saying. So, this is what I'm trying to do. Anyways, so, the potato. Fine.
So how is it not to go?
Morim is all amazing thing. Amazing. But it's the whole thing that it's not one.
That's the idea that if you learn the Chassidus, it didn't change, you didn't learn enough.
You didn't learn, so that is, but the what you learn.
Into the action.
Yeah, it's fine. To be,
into the change, whatever.
It's meant to affect you. What happened, it didn't affect you?
Right.
Does it mean I did not understand what I learned? No, it means I didn't implement what I learned. I never understood what I learned.
It does mean that you didn't understand.
Ma'am?
It does mean that you didn't understand.
In the Rebbe's, what the Rebbe spoke about, if you're not implementing it, you do not understand what you're saying. And this is the point which we're going to bring out. Because, listen, we'll see how it goes. This is the whole thing that I've ever done. So we already went through this a lot, but I just bring it out over here, yeah. Veseda.
Come down. Enjoy.
Let's do. Now we went through this system many times. Let's just do it again. Yeah, we'll do it again. We went through it. Okay, we have like this. Here the Rebbe says, it says that what is the in of Lotz Lovei that will have the Tzcha, the Nachas Ruach of the Eibishter, which the Eibishter has in a mitzvah. We are going to identify with that Nachas Ruach. We're going to feel the Nachas Ruach that Eibishter has in a mitzvah. Okay? This is what it says of Chassidus. Now, this is very common of Chassidus. That the Nachas Ruach, what is the Schar? We're going to have lots of love. We're not going to have this reward or that reward. We're going to have the reward of the Eibishter, the Nachas that Eibishter has in a mitzvah. That is what we're going to have. Right? Fine. Now, this, I'm the Rebbe answering these two shailas. Number one, first shaila is, it's all on the first page. Aleph, the shaila, the gil. That first shaila is, Rebbe says here, it's not possible for a person ever to fully appreciate the full nachas of the Eibishter. Okay? That's what Rebbe says, Aleph. Okay. Now, here comes a very simple shaila. If it's not possible for us to appreciate the full nachas which Eibishter has in a mitzvah, so how come still today in Chassidus we learned that we will be able to appreciate the nachas that Eibishter has? Till now, we always learned that the schab lots of love, we're going to be able to appreciate this nachas. Not only that, we learned it till now, the Rebbe and his sikhs himself, the sikhs of the Rebbe, in many places, the Rebbe expounds them, it's a very great lens, explaining the schab lots of love, how we're going to have the nachas which the Eibishter has. And now the Rebbe says here, Tov Shem Yom Tes, the Rebbe says that we can't really have a full nachas of the Eibishter. Maybe you want to join us, we'll give us, we mechazik us in unzer limud.
We'd love to have to wake up early in the morning.
Say that. Now the Rebbe says we can't. So what happened? Why till now it was always assumed we can, and now the Rebbe is telling us we can't? Okay, fine. So the question of the Rebbe is saying, the question of the Rebbe is that we cannot have a full nachas of the Eibishter. That's the Rebbe's question. So I'm just asking you, this is what I'm asking, why, how comes till now this, that we always said that this is going to be our reward, and why does the Rebbe say now that it can't be the full reward? What happens there, right?
Can or cannot?
Cannot. The Rebbe is saying it cannot be, because we cannot have a full nachas of the Eibishter. So what happened till now? Why till now did we learn it? Okay. This is my question on what the Rebbe is asking, okay? Fine. Two. The Rebbe, the second child, the Rebbe is asking, this Nachas Ruach, the Eibishter, is not what it says in the Torah. What does it say in the Torah about Yimotim Shiach? Yisatik Yishmecha V'itom, you're going to have all the good brachas. Doesn't say anything about Nachas Ruach, the Eibishter. So it can't be that the Nachas Ruach, the Eibishter, is the main reward of the Osloving. Why? Because it's not mentioned in the Torah.
It's mentioned in the Torah.
Nachas Ruach, the Eibishter, is not mentioned. When it talks about, the fruits growing on the tree, etc., it doesn't say anything about Nachas Ruach HaBeira. So that, whatever it says, if it's not making it say, it can't be the full reward. Okay? Good to say that. Right, now, the Rebbe answers like this, that the Nachas Ruach, there is nothing greater than the mitzvah itself. But when I do one mitzvah, this mitzvah is mitzvah gereres mitzvah. It gives me the ability to do another mitzvah, right?
That's not a reward.
Slowly, we're going to take it very slowly. Very slowly. In Moshe Mashiach, not only this mitzvah is going to be bringing me another mitzvah. In Moshe Mashiach, every mitzvah I do, I'm going to have a lot of reward, the gashmis, health, wealth, etc. So when I do one mitzvah, it'll give me the ability to do many mitzvahs. Let's say, now it's managogos. I do one mitzvah, sometimes it brings me to do another mitzvah, sometimes not so much, right? In Mitzvah Sheikh, when you're going to have so much reward, then when I do one mitzvah, it's going to give me the ability to do many mitzvahs. So now, all these mitzvahs which I'm going to be doing as a result, who brought about this mitzvah? Me. I did one mitzvah, and that gave me the ability to do other mitzvahs. So who brought about, so who can claim right of these mitzvahs? Is that the mitzvah which I did first? So now, every mitzvah has a full nachas ruach of the Eibishter. This nachas ruach now belongs to me. Why? Because I was the one who performed it and brought this other mitzvah to happen. So when I do one mitzvah, it's going to bring me the ability to do other mitzvahs. So these other mitzvahs are going to be the reward on this mitzvah which I did. So now, all the mitzvahs belong to me because I made them happen. So now I have the nachas ruach of the Beda. Sounds good? Now the question on that, now, this is my question. It could be very true, but I still don't know the value of the mitzvah based on the Rebbe's thinking. That I cannot appreciate the full nachas ruach of the Beda. So now the Rebbe is telling me that all these mitzvahs belong to me, they're my achievement. So I have them. And there's nachas ruach of Beda. But I still don't appreciate the nachas, so what did I get over this? I don't see the nachas. So true, I am nachas ruach of Beda. I have the best. I have that which is above everything. These mitzvahs are all mine. But I'm not going to appreciate it. I don't, the Rebbe tells me I can't appreciate the full nachas ruach. So even though they're all mine, I don't. So now, let's go to the thing. Nekuda goes like this. Nekuda goes like this. One major difference when Chassidus talk about Nachas Ruach HaBeda and whatever talking about Nachas Ruach HaBeda. This difference goes everywhere in all the Chassidus. When it goes here, it goes all the same thing. What is it? When the Chassidus talk about Nachas Ruach HaBeda, what is the Chassidus talking about? That the Eibishter is something above. The Rebbe says here that we look in the words of the Rebbe here, says the nidin didan, it's not sufficient. Here in this case, the Rebbe does not say. Here the Rebbe has a certain point here. He wants to drive further. He doesn't want to suffice without his sentences. Okay. So he's driving it further and going further. He says the nidin didan in our situation, it's not sufficient. Okay. Well, it's in a kudo where the Rebbe's, well, the truth is it's in a kudo, we'll see what it is. The Rebbe wants to make it happen already. Anyway, this is what we're going to come to. This, here it's not sufficient. So now let's understand. What does Chassidus tell us? Chassidus tell us that Moitim Sheikh, we're going to have Nachas Ruach L'Beira. That's what Chassidus says, right? And the Rebbe also explains it in many places. Now, this Nachas Ruach L'Beira, do I know what it is now? Not at all. Why? Because the Eibishter is the Eibishter, and I'm in Nivra with two separate entities. And I have no shaykhs to identify with the Eibishter. So,
Creator.
Okay. So now, in Yemoisham Shia, when I'm going to have a Nachas Ruach L'Eibishter, are you taking this? You forgot, no? In Yemoisham Shia, when we're going to have a Nachas Ruach L'Eibishter, it's going to be something new, something which we can relate to now. It's something completely new entity. In other words, at this point we are now Nivroim, creation. We're then going to be associated with the Boira, with the Creator. So it's a complete leap, a complete new reality. There's a complete difference from the matter of Ingola to the matter of Gula. So this is the way, and the Siddur tells us that the Moshe Mashiach, we're going to have the Nachas Ruach L'Beira. Okay? So it's amazing, a new entity which we today don't know what it is. Right? Wonderful. The Rebbe is coming from a different mahalach. The Rebbe's mahalach is, which is the mahalach in this sikhah also, that we're not talking about two entities. The Rebbe is going above that. There's the two entities, the Eibishter and the Bnei Yisrael. But then there's a thing that the etzim of the Yid is a cheluk of the etzim of the Eibishter. Right? So when we discussing a Yid, as in one etzim with the Eibishter. At that point, where is the future of the Osir Lavi? The future of the Osir Lavi is the Eibishter is being God himself to us, and we're one etzim with the Eibishter. So where is this, the Osir Lavi? It's right here in us already. It's right part of us. So what is the difference of Golos and Gula? In Golos, we cannot recognize what we are. And Guru, we will recognize what we are really. So it's not, so the way we discuss Golos Gula of a cloud is two separate entities. Golos is us, Gula is Avisa. There's no comparison between the two. Here the Rebbe is talking about the essence of the Yid, how he's one with the essence of Avisa. So, what is the difference of Golos and Gula? Golos, we do recognize, we don't recognize who we are. Gula, we will recognize. Okay, now let's go.
My question is that, yes, we're part of Hashem, but
yeah.
This part is something like Makif, or it's, so to say, this is...
Let's continue further, maybe we'll get to it. I think we're getting to your point. I think we're getting right now to your point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now let's talk about this Nafis Ruch Rebeira. The Rebbe is talking about this Nafis Ruch Rebeira. He's not talking about something which is going to be happening in the Otter. He's talking about something which is in us already. Why? What did the Rebbe say? What is the Nachas Ruach HaBeira? In the actual mitzvah, right? That is the Nachas. There's nothing greater than the actual mitzvah itself, right? By the Rebbe, the epitome of everything is a mitzvah. This mitzvah, do I have it now? Are we doing mitzvahs now? So we have it now already. And nowadays, we have, you know, there's so many mitzvahs. Lots of them will be doing many more mitzvahs, no problem. We're going to be doing increasing mitzvahs, we're going to grow in mitzvahs, etc., etc., etc. But the actual essence, whatever is going to be lost lot the actual, today we're putting on tefillin, and then lots of other people are putting on tefillin. It's the same mitzvah. So the essence, the way that the Rebbe is coming from it, is not talking about a new entity of the scholars of the Avishtha, which is going to happen lots of lot. The Rebbe is talking about the scholars of the Avishtha, the way it is in Teda, from Matan Teda. And the way we have it in ourselves is Nei Yisrael. And there are, what is going to be lost in there? Now we don't realize what we have in this mitzvah. And lots of love, we will realize what we have in this mitzvah. Now we don't realize who we are. Lots of love, we will realize who we are.
Realize?
I mean, it's
intellectual concept?
No. Now we're going to get to it. What do you mean we're going to realize? Again, if we have a chelik in ourselves, so this is a part of the Abishtha, so it's distant from us, just like the Abishtha is distant from us. So just like we can identify with the Abishtha, and that's what the Rebbe said in the Sikha, we can never really have a full Nachas Ruach of the Abishtha, so therefore we can't really have this Nachas Ruach, which is part of ourselves, because that is Luchedev, one with the Abishtha. So we're distant from that, just like we're distant from the Abishtha. Then it clearly goes like this. We are never, ever going to identify with something which we don't identify now. In other words, we have this, if part of us, we have this Nachas Ruach now. Now in Zman HaGolos, we can't identify with the fact that we have this Nachas Ruach. Why? Because the reality is in Zman HaGolos, when someone does a mitzvah, many times you have to pay a price for doing a mitzvah. You isn't throughout Zman HaGolos suffered from doing a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah message. So the goal in Olam Hazeh, when you do a mitzvah in Zman HaGolos, you don't see, not only don't see Nachas Ruach HaBeira, you don't see Begashim, you don't see any reward. You don't see reward, you just have suffering. For a normal person to identify that their mitzvah has in it, not the Ruach HaBeira, and that I, that is part of me, it's very hard to do for a normal person when reality is, he's not having, in reality, because he's suffering from doing the mitzvah. Like he didn't suffer to all three goals. Listen.
Instead of enjoyment. Unbelievable enjoyment.
Let me take them to this. The Rebbe's vort is, the vort the Rebbe is, the Nachas Ruach he have, the Shaitas Rebbe she have. Golos is not bringing in something new. Golos is something which is, when Oliver Machshava to create the world, and Golos. Gula is not something new. When Oliver Machshava to create the world, that Gula was in place already. It's all there. And it's part of us. It's in Torah Mitzvah. There's nothing new. But, the thing is, when in Golos, we cannot identify with the value of attainment. We cannot identify who we are. Why? Because the physical life around us interferes, doesn't allow us to identify. Okay, now what's going to happen is Managula. We're not going to have interference. And we're going to, this thing's going to have to, we're going to be floating with wealth and health. Everything's going to be wonderful. Okay, how do we come to see the Nachas Ruach HaBeira? I mean, the fact we have health and wealth doesn't give us Nachas Ruach HaBeira, right?
Okay.
It's Beira is Bav Nivra. Health and wealth is all Nivra. It's all, yes. How do we come to see it? The Nukudi is, it's you already. And, okay. Now, I'm not aware of it. Taylor tells me it's me. So all I have to do is get over myself of my hell, my, what the hell am I?
Restrictions.
My thinking that is, I don't have Nachas Ruach HaBeira.
My paradigm.
My, whatever, that's it too. This, my thinking that I don't have it, I have to get over it and know I do have it. Why? Torah tells me I have it. So all I'm doing here is taking away my thinking, my obstacle, which in myself is negating my true mitzvah that I have Nachas Ruach HaBeira. It's negating. I'm telling myself I don't have it. I have to take that away. So I'm not creating this Nachas Ruach HaBeira. You can never create it. It's from the Eibishter and something we can now, on our own, cannot come to identify with the mitzvah of Eibishter. But we have in ourselves the Eibishter. We have in ourselves the Nachas Ruach HaBeira. So we have to just take away our conceptions that we don't have it. You take away it. In other words, I'm taking, what's the muscle on this? What's the muscle? The muscle I take would be, let's say, the nefesh of the kiss. Anyone who knows this knows you have a nefesh of the kiss. You have a nefesh of the kiss. Good, fine. Do I identify with the fact you have a nefesh of the kiss? Yeah, I do. We love scissors, and then you get to see, you look at light differently, however great we are, how good, you know. But you love scissors, nefesh of the kiss, and you begin to see, you realize you have a you come to identify with the fact you have a nefesh of the kiss. It comes a simple reality, a posthumous mitzvah. If you see the difference of going here. Now, what happens if someone, no one, never learns to see this? He may never identify with the difference he'll never identify, he has an episode of kiss. He never learns about it. Someone, let's say, a tinnitus, but he doesn't know about it. He doesn't know he has an episode of kiss. Okay? It's possible. So now, this episode of kiss, where it's part of me. Nevertheless, if I would never learn about it in Chassidus, I would never learn what the Bishemtov says, what the Alter Rebbe says. I would not realize what this nefesh of the kiss is. Now I learned it in Torah, I come to realize what it is. So therefore, what is Torah telling me? Torah is telling me who I am. And when, as the Torah tells me who I am, I come to realize who I am. So the same thing with Nachas Ruach HaBeira. This Nachas Ruach HaBeira is part of me. I, not aware, not at all. I'm so distant from this Nachas Ruach HaBeira, the same distance I am from the Eibishter. But it's part of me. Torah tells me it is me. So only thing I have to do, take away that word. I'm telling myself it's not me. Now, in Zmala Golo, to tell us, I just tell myself it's not me, and I have not, I tell myself that I do have Nachas Ruach HaBeira, is not something which you can ask a regular Yid to do, because when you have a reality in Golo, interfering to Torah mitzvahs and causing you problems to Torah mitzvahs, he can't come to identify with the fact that you have Nachas Ruach HaBeira. A normal Yid, Tzaddik can, but a normal Yid can't. But as soon as the interference goes away, then you don't come aware of Nachas Ruach HaBeira. But you can now listen to that, what Torah tells you that you have it. Listen to the Torah, and that brings out the reality of what you have in yourself. It's not something you're creating, it's in you, it's in Torah. All you're doing is taking away your total understanding of not recognizing what you have in yourself. That makes it makes any sense, or
yeah, man, it's like hard to tell myself, oh, I have Nachas Ruach HaBeira. Like,
the Rebbeim discussed always the Gula Nachas Ruach HaBeira, something going to happen in the future. Why? In once upon a time, to tell, educate oneself, that the Gula is here presently, And I have not the Ruach HaBeir presently. It's everything from when they created the world, yet before Orgo Machshava, it's all there, it's all part of us. When the reality of the world is negating that, it's very hard, okay. It's not that void which you can, a regular person can do. So why, how do Chassidus address it generally? It's something going to happen in the future. Now there's no interference inside the materials of the world. So what is the Rebbe's approach to all of this? It's all part of, it's all from the Abishtha. The Abishtha is there from ever. This is all there from ever. We have the goal of this is interfering, which we haven't got out of ourselves. So we're not recognizing that that was always there. So, huh?
So when did that interference left?
Oh, it's tough. This is the Rebbe Tavshin. But this is the Rebbe's Malach Tavshin. But this is the Rebbe Tavshin. We made a lot of sense. Now we go over to, okay, so let's continue to take it. Okay, now do you want, should we continue?
Yeah, I'm just curious. What changed in the Tavshin Yara?
So let's take the next sentence. Now the second thing is what will change. First of all, the changes in the Tzitzis of Olam Haba changed. The Tzitzis of Olam Haba then. No. There is no obstacle from the Goyim. It all boils down to one.
The Palestinians are still the same.
No, it's not really the same. Because nowadays, it's not really true. Once upon a time, a Yid was not able to overcome all these challenges. All these challenges which happen today are happening because Yid are neglecting their duty to do what they're meant to do. The Palestinians is Israeli, by the way. It's not part of our share. You know, the Palestinians is something which was created by, it's a Yiddish, innovation, because after 6 days war, they called the Arabs. But once upon a time, today, you can affect the world, tell them it's once upon a time, you can't. That is the change. You can't affect the world of Torah Mitzvahs. So then, now you just have to keep on climbing to identify with Torah Mitzvahs. So here the Rebbe has given us all the Torah Mitzvahs. The Rebbe is telling us, nine tiny Gebeder is also part of the program and begin to identify with this thing. Huh? Still not good.
Time of all Shatan, we couldn't do Torah Mitzvahs.
No, you could not. No, you can't.
Whatever they did, they were able to do it, right?
No, one second, they were limited. You can't couldn't just go on to him. It's not true. In our days, anything there is. The point is, there is nothing.
You're all Navoida. You could roll. You could do.
You could not. No, you couldn't. You couldn't get an asterisk for Sukkos. A Mojadik asterisk. You couldn't get Mojadik a little. You're looking for Sukkos. No way. Today depends on your initiative to be creative. You can get everything. There's nothing you can't.
You go back to that place, you also can't get an
asterisk. You go back. Your reality is,
you're talking about the global, or you're talking about the individual?
Every individual. The closest, in the balance of the world, there is no obstacle of growing which are in the way which can hold us back on the table. One. There's way, anything which is there today, which is non-agreement, we have the ability to communicate and how to get over it. Basically, what it would be, we have a way of communicating. So there's nothing in the world which is standing, which is preventing with Torah Mitzvah. So now all we have to do is grow in Torah Mitzvah. So that is a change. That's a change of the Gashmis. So that is the main change. Yeah. Okay. So we continue. Do we continue or we do the contested?
For me, it's the.
So what? Yes. You're out of it.
100%.
Yeah, they're recording, man. Yeah. So now, let's continue a bit. I'll tell you what it is later. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so let's continue. Okay. So let's go back. This is something we had already several times.
Question is that most of us, they don't feel any. We do mitzvahs. But yeah. We don't feel any feedback, so to say.
Why?
We used to do. I mean, it's sometimes you can feel something, sometimes most of the
time. No, to the answer today, you don't have to feel anything. You have to see cash results. Be very honest with you. You have to see cash results. It's not once upon a time a chassid would feel something from a mitzvah. Today, it's not feeling. Knowing you do the mitzvah, you get cash results. And the fact, the only thing is, we're telling ourselves, it can't really be, or we're scared. We do their mitzvahs as cash results. This is absolute. This is absolute. And this is the only thing we all have to overcome. There is, in our personal life, do their mitzvahs as cash results. Just continue doing, continue growing. There is no, there's no walls. Once upon a time, there's walls. You can do so much, and you'll be faced obstruction. No, there's no obstruction now. Just overcome it, and you'll be able to, there's ways of overcoming it. Now, we can't identify with that reality, because it's very new to us. It's something we've never introduced. And we haven't managed to completely identify with it. And we are meant to identify with it to the fullest extent, actually bringing the Gula. So we have a problem identifying with it. But this is what it is. Now, when you see results in Taylor Mitzvahs, your feeling is going to grow. Don't worry about feeling. Drop the feeling. Don't worry about feeling. It's all about reality. There's no greater feeling than can come than from reality. So.
What an example. I cannot daven better, or what? What's stopping me from davening better tomorrow? I'm holding myself. Like, what an example of what's holding my back.
Very possible. Listen, when I go, I'm jumping myself. When I go to daven, I have, let's say, a certain amount of Shabbos Zoris. Either, let's say, 200% or 400%.
Right.
Either 20%, 40%, 500%, doesn't matter. Regardless. Why do I have these Shabbos Zoris? Because how much value... So it's one thing, fighting myself with Shabbos Zoris is a difficult job. There's another thing is, how much value do I give to my daven? In my subconscious thinking, how much value am I giving to my daven?
Okay.
So much value. Yeah, I give time, I go to the minyan. Some give some value. I'm doing it, right?
Right.
Sometimes it's hard to do, and it's still do it, right? There's some value. How much value? If I would realize it from, let's say, Davin, talk about Davin, this mitzvah, how, but I see bottom line result, my appreciation for this mitzvah is going to grow. I will not have these machshavos up. Let's mark it. When I, there's obstacles.
Right, what's
first? What I mean? When I'm speaking now with you, do I have Machshav HaZoros? No, because I'm sitting in front of you and I'm going to have Machshav HaZoros about other things. You're going to start thinking about other things. I'm not going to be speaking to you properly. So, I'm into what I'm doing. If I would have this same attitude about Hashem, I would not have Machshav HaZoros when I'm done. Or when I have a certain thing I have to overcome. In life, there's reality of life.
You're serious.
Reality of life, things are challenged. You know, you walk around in around the street, you see people sometimes are frustrated. You know, everyone knows, you have challenges, life, right? If I would be clearly aware that everything, all these challenges, I can overcome, yeah? I would be not heavy, I wouldn't be pulled down with this, and I would be functioning 20 times better. Okay? And remember, I could grow and be doing so much more. It's all a matter of me identifying with the ability which I have. Because there is nothing there preventing you. Once upon a time, there was something preventing you from doing. There was obstacles. Right? And to ignore obstacles, a normal person, so speaking, can ignore them. Not everyone can. We can. We're physical people. So obstacles are reality. So we cannot... So ignoring was not possible. Just to say, be talking to Hashem, we're going to find a way to do it, etc., etc. It's something which is not, for a normal person, it's not so easy to suggest, to digest. Nowadays, there's no obstacles. It's all our identifying with the fact that we can't overcome it. So we could be functioning 20 times better. We can just grow, okay? So everything, okay, what shall I say? There is nothing else to say. Just like, so it's all... a matter of limits.
But again, to return to our feelings.
Yeah.
For example, person gives the doctor.
Yeah.
Sometimes Hashem gives him gift to feel kind of enlightenment, so to say. Does it mean that and Hashem receive a lot of naches when we give the doctor? When we pull out all this restriction from our consciousness and identify ourselves with Creator, does it mean that when I give tzedakah to real, to person who really need it, will I have tremendous excitement? Let's put like
that. I mean, I tell myself that I can have, the Torah tells me,